Hey! Oh, sorry, sweetie, I didn't mean to sneak up on you like that. Well, you just seem to be looking down at that whiskey more than you're drinking it. I mean, you came in an hour ago and you haven't even finished one drink. I just wanted to make sure you weren't, like, already too drunk from another bar or depressed or something. Yeah, I noticed when you came in. I'm one of the regulars, so when I saw a new cute boy entering, well, I was intrigued to say the least. Did you just come into town? Where's your mistress? What do you mean you don't have one? That's practically illegal. What's this? Oh, I get it. So you just arrived from the free male states? Well, welcome to the Fuda Empire, I suppose. Impressive that the MREA gave you a legal unbound mail card. These are incredibly rare. So, why did you decide to come to the Empire? I thought most people from the States found the Empire dangerous? I mean, it's a ridiculous lie, of course, but, you know. Huh. So, you were on the border before and your job was awful. So you just came because a travel agent told you there are better opportunities in the Empire? Well, for males, that is technically true. Yeah, I swear, there are so many opportunities for males here. Have you found a job yet? Only as a college custodian. Yeah, cleaning up that much cum would definitely get annoying. Those damn college girls don't get that bending their boyfriend over a public bench and blowing a load all over his chest is impolite, to say the least. Ugh, I can't stand you letting that whiskey go to waste. Here, I'll take that from you if you'll let me buy you a drink more appropriate for a male. Great. Alicia, get my boy over here a vodka cranberry. Throw a slice of lime in there, too. Cheers. See, you can suck that down much faster than this whiskey. You'll get buzzed way faster that way. There you go, already loosening up. Here, let me get you another. No, it's really no trouble. My job pays plenty, and I love to treat the newbies to a few drinks. Huh? Oh, yeah, most of the people here are girls and Fudas. Males feel a little unwelcome here. No, of course you're welcome. Unless you want to get out of here? Not so. Your eyes have been locked on my chest since we started talking. No, don't apologize. I'm definitely not offended. Here, have another. So, your place or mine? Wow, your apartment is way larger than I thought it would be. How can you afford this after the free mail tax? Oh, dang. Burning through your savings has got to be rough. Well, at least you don't have to worry about it after tonight. What do I mean? Isn't it obvious? I'm going to bind you. Wait, what? You thought I was a female? I thought you were just a slut. No, honey, no. Honestly, you'd be hard-pressed to find a girl who isn't already fucking around with a Fuda in this country. And there's no way one would want a little pindic male. Yeah, a pindic. I saw the bulge in your pants. And I certainly know what I'm talking about when it comes to having a fat cock. Not small? Well, maybe the FMS, but here? Oh, sweetheart, I don't care about that, though. No Fuda would. I love your little bubble butt. And your cute little waist. Oh, you're so cute and small. You're, like, the perfect male. I'm amazed no Fuda scooped you up and raped you yet. Because of your legal unbound mail card? No, cutie, that will not stop any Fuda. Honestly, that card just lets you have a job until you're bound. Doesn't stop a mistress from taking you anytime she wants. Look, there's no reason for you to be upset. Really, there isn't. I saw what you were doing back at the bar. You're drinking that shit you don't even like, and you're trying to be a man.
Oh, I get that might have been needed back in the FMS, but here you can be the sissy you were always meant to be. And like I said, there are so many opportunities for males here. Every foodie you meet is a new opportunity to find a mistress. I just happened to find you. So, come here. Give me a hug. There you go. See? I promise. I'll keep you in all the comforts a male could need. After we're done tonight, we'll get you all set up with the MREA, so you don't have a free mail tax anymore. Move you out of this apartment and into my place. Yeah, I'm actually a lawyer, so my house is quite nice. Go ahead. Get on your knees. I'm not going to take your anal virginity yet. I want you nice and hazy before I do. It'll make you more docile while I take my time to stretch you out with some toys. Yeah. There you go. Lick the tip, just like that. Oh, yes. Good boy. You're sucking your new mommy so nicely. Yes. That's right. I'm your mommy now. And you're gonna be my good little boy. Oh, fuck yes. Here. Let me push you down just a little bit. Hey, watch the teeth. There you go. Suckled like a good boy. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to go a little deeper now, okay, my good boy? Oh, fuck. That feels so goddamn good. Oh, yeah. Use the tongue, sweetheart. Oh, lick the underside of my fat cock. Oh, fuck. Your soft tongue feels so nice on my shaft. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna have you deep throat now. Okay, cutie. Just gonna shove your head down towards my balls. Oh, goddess. Oh, goddess. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, gosh, your throat is so goddamn tight. Oh, sweetie. Oh, goddess. Shit. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come down my sweet little sissy's throat. Oh, you know? Food to come makes little males like you more submissive. Oh, it's also addictive. Once you get a drop down your throat, you'll feel compelled to drink it every day. Oh, but don't worry, my sweet little boy. Mommy will pump you full of cum every day from now on. Fuck. Fuck. I'm coming. You're amazing, sweetheart. Oh, you swallowed it all. Shit. I think I'm falling in love already. How do you feel? Like a haze is over your mind? That's perfectly normal, my sweet boy. The haze is the first step in a binding process. Come here. Cuddle with mommy until it wears off. Oh, your hair smells so sweet. I'm getting hard again already. How are you feeling, sweetie? It's been about 30 minutes, so the haze should have worn off already. Yes, I know. Time seems to move a little faster in the haze. It's to make sex a little easier for you. So, what do you want now? More? I didn't expect to break you after one blowjob. Of course, my good boy. You can have as much as you want. Here. Lie your back on the bed. Then lead your head back over the side. Oh, good boy. Open wide. Fuck. Wow. It's like your throat is tightened up even more. I was told food comets had physical effects on males, but I didn't know it would happen this quick. Oh, your cute little sissy clitty seems to have shrunken too. Only about a half inch maybe was lost, but oh, it looks so cute and soft now. You know, maybe once I start training your tight asshole, I'll lock you in a chastity cage. I mean, your little sissy clit will be useless after repeated exposure, so you might as well have sweet sissy gasms while being pounded by your mistress, right? Fuck. Oh, goddess, your little throat is so tight. Oh, your face looks so cute, all red and covered in tears. Here, get a bit of air, before I shove it back in. Fuck. Oh, goddess. Oh, goddess. Oh, I'm gonna come again. Oh, my good boy, I'm coming. Sweetie, oh, you seem so hazy again. Here, come put your face between mommy's big tits. Good little boy. I'm glad I get to be your owner now. Give me a big kiss. Well, I can't taste any of my cum. He really slurped it all down. Such a good little sissy. You're gonna be the perfect little boy for me. I'm gonna put you in your own little room and put a collar around your neck. You're gonna